This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the program. As always, you can join us on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You hop into one of those, you'll sound like you're sitting here in the studio with us, because it really does sound pretty great on most Discord calls. Over at discord.lrn.fm, with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Aria.
And Mark.
Aria, let's get into the story here by a former Treasury official, some goon who wants to lie about inflation.
Yeah, well, according to CNBC, with the Federal Reserve and Congress pushing stimulus efforts to new heights, some investors are keeping a close eye on a surge in the U.S. money supply for signs of inflation's long-awaited return.
All right. Keep a close eye on the money supply, because the inflation might sneak back in at some point.
Right, as though the Federal Reserve has nothing to do with that.
Where's that inflation come from, anyway?
Well, first off, I think that I think we should try to use terms like price inflation and monetary inflation in order to be specific, because this is the obfuscation.
Well, that would
that
just be
on
a price increase.
Yeah,
as a result.
Why
of
use
inflation?
The same word?
Well, because that's what the terms they use. So
why
but
use
the terms
are incorrect? Why let them define the terms you're using? Why let them define which terms?
Because they're the economists, and those are the terms.
Anybody can be an economist.
Sure. Well, I mean,
just go learn about
exactly.
The economy.
All right.
Now you're
so
an economist.
I skipped over an important bullet point here that I just want to point out real quick. Normally characterized by slow, steady growth, the U.S. money supply has grown 20% from $15.33 trillion at the end of 2019 to $18.3 trillion at the end of July.
Now, I presume that includes money in bank accounts, not all physical dollars, like, or at least, you know,
just the U.S.
dollars.
Money supply.
Yeah, okay.
Is all it says.
Because there's different ways they measure the money supply. There's like M1, M2, M3.
There's M0, yeah.
Is there M0? Yeah, I see. I don't know what the difference
M3's
is.
M3's been, they don't even give us those numbers anymore.
Yeah.
You don't need those numbers anymore. We're not giving those to you.
Yeah, I forget the differences between them.
Well, we could get the definitions up. I mean, I couldn't rattle them off on the top of my head.
The point is,
M0,
it's just them
it's up 20%.
Scientific woo and calling it economics. I mean, it's just magician's sleight of hand.
I would disagree with that terminology. So, I think what they're doing in a lot of cases is that they try to speak gobbledygook in the form of truth in order to confuse everybody.
That's what woo means.
Yeah, I don't. Okay, go ahead.
With a litany of metrics showing rapid growth in the value of money waiting in banks and other liquid accounts, investors.
Wow, hold on. Yeah.
The rapid growth in the value of money?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not true at all. Like, that is just false. As we were discussing earlier, the government's money, not just in the U.S., but all government money everywhere, is subject to inflation, which is an increase in the money supply, which by definition means the value of those dollars goes down as they print more of them out.
It doesn't necessarily mean that. If banks are holding and demand for money is going up, then the value of money is going up. However, we would know the value of money is going up because there's a really great way to know, and that is that the interest rate that banks are charging on loans is going up. That's what we call the price of money. And price indicates demand, and right now the price of money isn't terribly high from what I've seen. So that
it's down depending on what you compare it to. Like, it's down if you compare it to Bitcoin or gold or silver.
That sounds like a lie, is what that sounds like.
That gentleman's
statement sounds like a lie.
Oh, yeah. It's all lies and incorrect information. It's fair to say we have never observed money supply growth as high as it is today.
That seems fair.
In the United States.
Morgan Stanley chief U.S. equity strategist.
You can observe it right now by looking at Venezuela.
And remember, ladies and gentlemen, I have here predicted might not be the best term, indicated that the U.S. debt will be $40 trillion dollars.
By when?
By the end of 2024. So the
are you going to eat any parts of your body if you're incorrect?
Well, no.
Okay. Well, then that's no fun, Mark.
It's not an unreasonable prediction, given that it's been doubling like crazy over
right,
the last...
I mean,
20% so far this year.
Right. Well, I mean, I predicted this long before the 20% number was stated. I just observed that the debt was about $5 trillion when Bush took office, and $10 trillion when Obama took office, and $20 trillion when Trump took office. So therefore,
8 years later,
presumably, you know, I also said, yeah, well, if Trump makes it 8 years, then
was it $20 trillion at the end of Obama or like 18 or 19?
I'm talking about.
Okay.
Because I mean, does a few trillion even matter?
Yeah, who's counting? According to usdebtclock.org,
just
it's
look at how it escalates.
26
man.
Or 27?
It's currently at 26.6. So I just wanted to make sure that we give Trump all the credit for, you know, his term, which would have been 19 or so, right? So
I would have to look it up. I think it's right near 20. So I don't know, 19 what?
So it's gone up at least 6.5 since Trump, probably 7.
Certainly.
Since Trump. And he's not even done with his first 4 years yet.
No. He likes, cheap money. He wants that because he knows that that Wall Street thrives on it, and he listened to the Clintons with "It's the economy, stupid," that claim, and okay. So the way to keep the economy rolling along, at least for a period of time, is by making money cheap. And making money cheap is the Federal Reserve loosening the strings and keeping interest rates low.
The Fed may not be in control of money supply growth, which means they won't have control of inflation either if it gets going.
How are they not in control of the growth of the money supply? Does that mean that...
Well, he capitalized money supply, so it seems like he's referring to something specific term. Like the amount of money that is actually being circulated on a daily basis, perhaps?
Well, I mean, the Federal Reserve, and look, if there's somebody who actually works in banking out there that wants to weigh in on this, feel free at 855-450-FREE. But as I understand it, the Federal Reserve has authorized banks to print their own money, essentially, by issuing loans, right? So when a bank issues a loan, they're actually issuing money that never existed prior to that. They're not sending you money that was in their vault.
Right.
They're just incrementing numbers in a computer, and they have the authorization to do that from the Federal Reserve. So I guess you could say that day-to-day, the Fed doesn't know, you know, if Mark's got Mark's bank and you issue 10 loans today, the Federal Reserve didn't know you were going to issue 10 loans or one loan or no loans, right?
Right.
So I guess from that perspective, they don't know exactly how much money is going to be created.
But it was talking about control.
Well, they would know if there was still fractional reserve banking, but
there's not now, right? Didn't they get rid of the reserve requirement?
It got reduced to 0%. So, I mean, now they act... I mean, then they could have known, okay,
now
well, this is the amount of assets this bank has, so we know they cannot create
more than
this amount.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Agreed. So, but the Federal Reserve controls the amount of the creation of money currently by simply having the interest rate. So the interest rate that, so a, if I, Mark's bank gives out $1 million loan to someone to buy whatever, and that $1 million I'm getting from the Federal Reserve at a rate, and then I'm hiking it up in order to lend it out. So I'm actually getting the money, which has been created out of nothing, from the Federal Reserve, of which I am basically a franchise, and I am adding a fee on for the administration of that loan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically it. And if it gets paid back, then it gets paid back. If it doesn't get paid back, it gets written off, whatever.
That's right. So no real risk to the bank, right?
Yeah, I mean, a bank that has a bunch of bad loans is mm-hmm. not going to stay afloat, but... You know, the Federal Reserve may step in. At this point, they may call them too big to fail.
Or they'll hand it over to one of their bank buddies and they'll absorb it.
That's the other option.
Yeah.
So it starts getting into some really tedious economic terms. It talks about the M2 money supply, what it means, what it's never exceeded, and other boring stuff like that.
Yeah.
But the risk of higher inflation may be greater than it's ever been, too, wrote Wilson.
I love that it's like this sort of, they act like it's this sort of unpredictable thing that's sort of floating out there. It's in the ether, and will it come soon? The risk of high inflation.
Yeah, when they're literally the ones causing it.
Right, as though they have no idea what's going on, that they don't know what they're doing, that they're not in any way knowledgeable of what inflation actually is. I mean, it's all a load.
Though the differences between Bitcoin and gold are many, Wall Street has for weeks chased both assets as hedges against inflation and a relatively safe place to keep wealth during a volatile year.
Yeah, so if somebody had done what you suggested, Aria, and again, this isn't investment advice, it's just what you said you would do in the circumstance, and paid the or bought the $1,200 worth of Bitcoin, they'd probably be up to what, like $1,500?
It'd be right between $1,400 and $1,500, I think.
News from news.bitcoin.com. The IRS is requesting information about privacy cryptos from people that are still filing their income tax forms. Coinbase may be planning to go public on the stock market this year. Stablecoin Tether is now circulating on the Bitcoin Cash network. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Log on now at news.bitcoin.com.
Bear, the rescue dog, had very flaky skin, dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections. That was at a dead end.
DINOVITE.com.
Probably 6 weeks after we started using Dynavite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch. It was awesome.
You get some Dynavite, how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dynavite for 90 days.
DINOVITE.com.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in here toll free, take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then check out freedomsphoenix.com. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com, freedomsphoenix.com. Ian, Aria, and Mark in the studio here tonight. So I actually have a related story to this discussion we were having about inflation, which, again, these so-called economists that were what probably are likely what they call Keynesian economists, who should know what the definition of inflation is, but they purposely try to obscure it because they support the idea of creating inflation, which is properly defined as the increase in the money supply. Which
they support
it
under
out,
circumstances.
They support it under all circumstances.
No, they don't.
That's what their whole system's based on. It's constantly inflating.
Nope. That's okay. So
no, that's not what happens.
Maynard Keynes is more than 100 years old. Okay, his philosophies were from way back, and his philosophy was you expand the money supply in times of drought or bad things happening in the country.
Oh well, they've changed that to expand it all the time.
That's because when you give a child,
inflating the currency makes bad things happen economically.
Mm-hmm.
And then they don't know what else to do except inflate
some more.
Well, I would disagree.
So what do you call it then, Mark, if it's not Keynesian economics where it's constantly inflating?
Modern monetary theory.
Gotcha. Let's go.
Modern monetary theory is the most,
Wasn't that the name of Keynes' book?
They've morphed the whole thing. I don't know if that's the name of Keynes' book. I know it has to do with animal spirits, but not the one that I read.
Let's go to the phones. Randy is on the line in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live, watching us on our Twitch feed at twitch.lrn.fm. Now, don't forget, Randy, you are on broadcast radio, so please keep it radio friendly. Go ahead. Hello.
Why would you say that?
Just as a reminder, a lot of the folks on Twitch don't understand that we're doing a broadcast radio show, and then they end up saying the F-bomb, and we have to be very sad and disconnect their call and then dump them. So what are you going to say?
It says a lot about your audience, doesn't it?
Oh, that's...
Well, it says more about Twitch than it does the audience.
That's
wits. You think?
Now, my friends call me that. You should be shot in the head, Mark Edge. And what if you were by a lunatic?
Oh, that is him. Yeah, he's getting pretty good at disguising his voice.
If you were shot in the head by a lunatic, why should F the police care?
Goodbye. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We go to a related story. I just so happened to be scrolling through a Google News feed as we were talking about inflation. And what do you know? CNN... Headline, everything at the grocery store is getting more expensive.
Shocking. Who would ever have seen this coming?
Now, isn't CNN one of those major news companies that was cheering on, like, the coronavirus relief and the printing out of more money to give checks to people and writing all manner of stories about, hey, here's when you're going to get your check. What if you don't get your check? Here's who you could, need to contact. You make sure you get your check from that Trump. We got to get more money out. We need more money. Well, this is what happens. Yeah. This is where this goes.
This is a direct result of an increase in the money supply, is an increase in prices.
That's right. And there's another aspect to this as well, which is that wages don't increase along with the increase in the money supply.
No.
They don't. I mean, they may increase eventually, but it doesn't trail the same.
We temporarily got
rate.
COVID hazard pay at the place I work, but they took that away already.
That's no longer a hazard.
That way, it was never a hazard. But
do people still have to...
They called it one. No, the restrictions are more extreme than ever.
Right.
But they took away the extra amount of money to make it even remotely worth dealing with.
Well, and they're going to be taking away, as I understand it, or maybe they already have, the $600 a week bonus. Didn't that end at the beginning of August? I think it did. There were certainly some stories in the news about that. Now, there's talk about another unemployment bonus that's supposed to come, but I don't think they've passed that particular... bill yet.
I think
what
they're
called,
expecting
the CARES
it Friday.
Do they call it the CARES Act this time? Or was that the first one?
Who cares?
Which one was it? There's another one like... was the first one Heroes or the first one CARES? Because there's one that's called Heroes and another one
CARES.
Heroes
didn't pass, I think.
Okay, well, they're still working on it. They haven't passed it, I don't think. But grocery prices have skyrocketed, according to CNN Business, during the coronavirus pandemic. It has Americans spending more at the supermarket than they have in years.
Yes, and did you get an increase to your wages because of all of this $3 trillion that Trump pumped into the economy?
No, you didn't.
Of course you didn't.
No, you're lucky to still
have
a job.
So now your standard of living is lower as a direct result of this increase in the money supply.
Right. And
you can buy less food now.
Correct. And you're lucky to even have a job at all. Right? Because a lot of people lost their jobs entirely, and those that still have them are now behind the ball. They're able to buy less with the same amount of money that they were earning before.
So the $3 trillion was entered into the economy through the Federal Reserve, and Trump didn't really have anything to do with that. There's about $1 trillion that's entered in through...
Didn't he sign the bill?
US debt. It's not a bill. The Federal Reserve acts independently of the United States government.
Well, there was a bill.
Yeah, but the U.S. government told them to create $3 trillion to pump it into the economy.
There was a bill. I think it was called...
That money goes to banks. I mean, that's a bank.
It went to big business, some small businesses to pay their employees and stuff like that.
Okay, so there were two...
And it went to $1,200 to... Every taxpayer in America.
No, absolutely not. That's a misunderstanding of the two.
I guess I wasn't here 2 months ago when all of this happened, Ian.
Okay. The United States Federal Reserve created $3 trillion and gave it to banks. The United States government took a loan from, as it does with everything, it's debt, took a debt-based loan from the Federal Reserve of one point something, like we'll call it 1.5.
The CARES Act was $2.2 trillion. That was signed by Donald Trump.
All right.
Donald Trump didn't have anything to do with
this. I didn't act like Donald Trump didn't have anything to do with it.
The Republicans and the Democrats came together.
It wasn't $3 trillion.
$2.2, close enough. The Republicans and the Democrats came together to pass what they called a stimulus bill.
Where do you think this 20% inflation of the monetary supply that we just talked about, where do you think that came from?
The Federal Reserve. $2.2 trillion came from the CARES Act.
No, it didn't. That's not how we inflate the monetary supply.
It is literally the U.S. government going to the Fed, hey, we want $2.2 trillion, and the Fed going, okay, here it is. So whose fault is that? Who created that?
The Federal Reserve took out $3 trillion, and I'll look it up for you guys.
They made it up.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's $0.8 trillion
that isn't accounted
for. The United
States government borrows its money from the Federal Reserve.
We know.
Okay.
Yeah, the Federal Reserve is the lender or the buyer of last resort on the federal bonds.
You understand that the U.S. Treasury. Debt... doesn't have anything to do with money that the Federal Reserve pumps into banks.
The debt has to do with what the federal government spends.
Correct.
That they don't have.
Yes.
Yes.
So, but the money supply
and they didn't
is
have,
not related to the
they
debt.
They didn't have the $2.2 trillion.
What's okay. that?
They didn't have the $2.2 trillion, so they went further into debt and got that money from the Federal Reserve.
Correct. The Federal Reserve also pumped in $3 trillion.
You're saying on top of the $2.2?
Yes.
And they pumped it into the banking system?
Correct. I will go find that now.
Well, that math doesn't line up with the article we literally just read.
Well, find that, please, Mark. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Either way, if it's 3.2 or 2.2 or 5.2 or whatever it is, there's a lot of trillions that are being pumped out. And that is resulting in your grocery prices going up, as well as other prices everywhere else. You'll see it happen if it hasn't happened yet where you are. It's Free Talk Live. Just pay attention.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. DIVIProject.org. News from Bitcoin.com. Twitter hacked. Bitcoin blamed. NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace will soon have a Bitcoin logo on his car. Banks will make $18 billion in fees on COVID-19 relief funds. Bitcoin Cash still lets you control your own money. PayPal confirms it's developing cryptocurrency capabilities while still shutting down accounts of crypto users. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Subscribe to their channel on YouTube.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Republican-led Senate Judiciary Committee is hearing from former Acting Attorney General Sally Yates regarding the origins of the Russia investigation. Yates telling committee chairman Lindsey Graham she would not have signed off on spying on Carter Page if she knew what she knows now.
If I had known that it contained incorrect information, I certainly wouldn't have signed.
Thank you. And do you agree with me it did contain incorrect information?
I know that now based on the Horowitz report.
That's all I'm trying to say.
White House advisor Larry Kudlow says the United States economy wouldn't be able to take the enormous human cost of another hard coronavirus lockdown. Kudlow saying schools and businesses can safely reopen by strictly following coronavirus guidelines like distancing and masking and hygiene. You're listening to USA Radio News. Former Vice President Joe Biden will no longer travel to Milwaukee, Wisconsin to accept the Democratic presidential nomination later this month because of concerns regarding the coronavirus pandemic. Biden will address the nation from his home state of Delaware. Some disappointing news regarding the Indy 500 as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The Indianapolis 500 will be held this year, but fans will not be able to attend. That decision just announced was a reversal from Roger Penske, who had previously said he wouldn't hold the race without fans. And the president and CEO of Penske Entertainment Corporation, Mark Miles, says they tried to do everything they could to avoid this resolution.
It was just the ongoing tracking of the public health situation, the hope for the last few weeks that it would improve, the day-by-day reality that it wasn't in Marion County, and finally a timeline where we just couldn't wait any longer.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855 453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free. Join us on the radio. Our number is 855 453. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. Hop into one of those. You'll sound great with us on the air tonight. It's Ian.
Aria.
And Mark.
Thanks to Shooty HG. Shooty is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier, which means that Shooty contributes $5 a month to the AMP program, which helps Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and bring more internet listeners on board. I finally got caught up on my radio station calls today because we were in the woods in Rogers campground for 2 weeks, and you can't make any business calls from the campground, so I basically had to let all that slide. So I got that nice caught up feeling on all the,
nice.
The dozens and dozens, if not 200 plus calls I had to make. So that's what I do during the daytime, is I call radio stations and I pitch the show to them. But it helps that we're also being seen. We've got an advertisement that runs regularly in Talkers Magazine. Now, they don't have a print version anymore. They haven't, I think, for like a decade now. Most of a decade. But they do still like do an industry newsletter thing that goes to thousands of talk radio programmers, and we've been advertising in that for years. So it's because of Free Talk Live listeners like Shooty HG that we can do those things. So please join the AMP program. You'll get some cool bennies. You get some perks for joining, and you can do it with your debit card, your credit card, your PayPal account, or even Bitcoin BTC over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. Mark, you were looking up Federal Reserve trillions and money printings, and what did you find out?
Yeah, so from CNBC, this is from back in April, and likely the news that I was attempting to quote there. A couple of points from the article. It says, here's everything the Fed has done to save the economy. There's no quotation marks in this. They're saying it completely
unironically.
Jeff Cox here from CNBC. That's his quote there. The Federal Reserve has taken unprecedented action to save the economy during the coronavirus. Key point. Second,
meaning they've printed even more than they did in 2008.
There have been rate cuts and a slew of credit and lending programs that could inject more than $6 trillion into the economy.
We heard that number, and we talked about that back when it was happening.
Meanwhile, banks are lowering people's credit lines and closing their accounts.
So I guess that's not what's happening. But, I mean, like they said, it could inject more than...
Yeah, there was a lot of speculation about a $6 trillion, and I don't know if it ever actually did in that instance.
Well, I don't think it could have got that. I had heard the number 3.
I think by the time the year's out, we're going to see $6 trillion.
And let me go. I do have a newer article.
Yeah.
So it also mentions Congress has passed $2 trillion in rescue efforts, but continues to squabble over how much more to be allocated and how it could be distributed.
So that the $2 trillion they're referring to is the $2.2 from the so-called CARES Act, of which... a boatload went to mega corporations.
So that's a potential $8 trillion that was being floated as a COVID, rescue. All right.
And now they're fighting about the next one. Right,
yes.
Now.
Well,
they're playing politics.
It's probably not going to get to $8 trillion, the amount that they went to. So Brookings then goes to securities purchases, QE. The Fed has resumed purchasing massive amounts of securities, a key tool employed during the Great Recession when the Fed bought trillions of long-term securities, treasury and mortgage-backed securities. Okay, it goes on.
Yes, and then banks are buying out the world.
Yep.
That's the takeaway there. And people really need to understand that. They really need to process, and they really need to start resisting, because otherwise banks will own everything.
Wait, who's going to resist what?
People have to resist the banks' buyouts of the United States.
Between
not.
Mid-March and mid-June, the Fed's portfolio of securities held outright, means they own them, grew from $3.9 trillion to $6.1 trillion. So call that $2.2.
What does that mean?
The things they own,
the
securities that they own outright. So mortgages.
The Federal Reserve now owns securities. Is that a new thing? Because I heard that they were buying like corporate things that they weren't supposed to buy before to do propping up of these various different markets. I've heard that that's what's going on, but I don't know if that's true.
They could be owning stocks. They could be owning all kinds of things. I'll read the whole article, the whole section here to you. Going on, the Fed's actions aim to restore smooth market functioning so that the credit can continue to flow. On March 15th, the Fed said it would buy at least $500 billion in Treasury securities, that's from the United States government, and $200 billion in government-guaranteed mortgage-backed securities.
Before you go on, the Treasury securities, they could, in theory, sell to someone else. But if no one wants to buy them, the Federal Reserve is the
last
buyer.
Well, that's my next article, where people are, now... International financial news is speculating about the United States dollar, like wildly speculating. No, I shouldn't say wildly. Open and outright speculating about the United States dollar losing its world reserve currency status. And ladies and gentlemen, if you think things are bad in America in the last decade, you ain't seen horse pucky.
Well, I've got a story related to that, Mark, from RT, the Russian government's news arm here in the United States.
Mouthpiece.
The headline here, this was written less than a week ago. Dumping the dollar, record gold price justifies Moscow's choice to abandon the greenback and bet on precious metal. So apparently the Russian government has been moving away from storing Benjamins as a reserve currency and gradually replacing the dollar in trade was accompanied by a relentless gold-buying spree by the Russian government. The moves were a reaction to U.S. sanctions, the primary tool of America's economic war on the world's largest country. On Thursday, an ounce of the precious metal had traded at a maximum of $2,005, so this was just after it eclipsed that level. It's now past, earlier today, it was like $2,057. So it's, it, again, record highs almost every single day. The growth in gold's popular.
When Russia's buying this gold, are they taking possession of it?
Good question.
Because if you don't have possession of gold, you don't have gold.
As
you've
growth
got pieces of paper that
gold's
say gold
popularity is directly linked to global economic uncertainty due to COVID-19, with it being seen as protection against inflation as their U.S. Federal Reserve money printers work overtime.
I wonder if the people who ship gold are considered essential workers.
The increase in the value of gold comes as a great victory for Moscow's policy, which moved vast sums away from fiat currency and toward the commodity. In the last 5 years, the country has spent more than $40 billion building up a massive pile of the traditional safe haven, protecting state finances from currency volatility. Now, of
it's
course,
smart if you believe Pravda. I mean,
what? Do you think they're lying? You think they're the
I think
the
that
Russian
they are a government mouthpiece, and anything that they say Moscow on, you know, I just don't.
You don't think the Russians are trading dollars for gold?
I think they would love to. I don't think they're doing it successfully.
It's not hard to do.
Yes, it is. Gold's hard to move.
Well, you can
not
afford
if you're
it.
If you're the Russian government.
If you're the Russian government, you can afford as many forklifts and trucks as you need to. It says
the
here
German
they spent
government,
more than $40 billion in the last 5 years on this project.
The
that's
German,
a lie? Are you saying that's propaganda?
I don't know what to believe out of RT, specifically. What I'm telling you is the German government attempted about 10 years ago to get its money out of the New York Federal Reserve Bank, and they told them, no, it's
yeah,
wet.
I understand.
And they still
that.
Haven't gotten it. They you haven't know. Dried out gold over a decade.
Well, I don't know if they're going to say where they're storing this gold, Mark, or if they've purchased the gold, but they certainly want you to believe that they are dumping dollars
okay.
and buying well, gold. They say
I
here that in
with
September.
The that you should dump dollars and rubles and euros and all of
right.
that government crap and buy gold or some asset of value. However, do I believe states and statists when they claim to be super-duper rich? No, they're incompetent and they F stuff up, including the Russians. Do
no
I believe
doubt.
The Russian
this
mouthpiece
isn't that hard to figure
intended
out,
to undermine the United States federal government when it writes stuff? No,
yeah,
I
that's
don't.
Absolutely their intention. That's what they do.
They're lying.
Their intention is to undermine the U.S. government.
Yes.
And so they don't have to tell a lie about how one of the ways they've done that is by dumping dollars and buying gold. They say here in September of 2014, Russia's gold holding was just 10% of the country's entire forex reserves. Now the proportion stands at 23% with 2,000...
Is that paper or is it metal?
With 2,299.9 metric tons. So, I don't know, Mark, they're probably not going to be honest with you about whether or not they have paper or metal.
Excellent.
But the point is, they're dumping dollars for gold. Now, whether you want to believe that or not, that's what the report is.
Oh, I believe it.
Jesus Christ.
They don't have the gold, moron!
You don't know that. More coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones. Especially when it comes to food. The availability of food as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Comrades, call in!
Moron.
You can bring up whatever you want here in the moment. We were arguing during the break about how...
Mark was arguing. We mostly just laughed.
Yeah, we were laughing at him. He's very upset because he thinks I believe everything the Russian government says, which is not true. What I do appreciate about RT is that they are critical of the U.S. federal government. The point of this story is to criticize the federal government's money printing and to point out that...
The point of that story is to talk about how much holdings that the Russian government has in gold and to obfuscate the truth of that statement.
I don't care how much holdings they have or how many holdings they have in gold.
Does it matter whether or not it's true?
Yes.
Why?
Telling lies is wrong.
Well, if we were...
I don't agree with that.
Yeah, I don't agree with telling a lie in most circumstances, unless, of course, somebody's pointing a gun at my head and demanding I give them all my money or whatever it is that they want me to do. I think there's certain circumstances wherein it's okay to tell a lie. But in the case of this story... We don't know how true or how false it is. It's just being presented as a news story that, for those just tuning in, the Russian government has been dumping dollars, according to this story, and buying gold. Now, Mark, you were quibbling about whether or not it was gold in physical delivery or gold in paper form. We don't know. And I agree with you that you should buy, if you're going to buy gold, you should buy it in physical form.
Don't presume that it means that the Russian government is somehow more solvent than it was a year ago.
No, they still have their own form of... paper money, the fiat currency that they print
out.
That's
not even what I would be concerned with.
If I were a Russian person, I'd be concerned with that.
Well, there are people that can, today, right now, you can go on your local, some stock account, and you can buy Russian companies, and you can invest in it. If you presume...
Can you? Aren't there sanctions against Russia?
Do it.
Aren't there sanctions against Russia?
You can at the very least invest in companies that are doing business in Russia.
Not if there's sanctions against Russia. Maybe there are.
I wonder if you could use Bitcoin to get around those sanctions.
Well, it's not legal to do that.
I certainly wouldn't recommend that.
No, I was just wondering if that was possible.
You can use Bitcoin to get around lots of sanctions.
Yeah, I know that.
Imagine
Iran,
that. Free money.
Let's see. Cuba, Democratic, Republic of Congo, Iran, Iraq, Liberia, North Korea, Sudan, Syria, Zimbabwe. Okay, Russia does not appear. Balkans, Belarus, Burma, Ivory Coast. Yeah, so it's not on that list, at least at the moment. But that's the thing you got to be careful with, is if there's
sanctions on Liberia?
According to WM.edu. Okay. Now, I don't know if that's the same list of sanctions that's relevant, but anyway, the point is here, what RT is doing is they're trying to undermine the U.S. federal government. That's the whole point of RT, at least in the U.S. There's RT America, and then there's RT other countries that they broadcast to. Certainly, when they're reporting in Russia, they're more likely to be telling lies, but frequently
they're reporting about Russia here and Moscow's holdings of gold, and that's the part that I'm questioning.
Yeah, I question it, and you should question it. I mean, that's their tagline, is question more. That's what RT actually is trying to encourage people in the United States to do. Now, they don't want the Russians to question what they say. They want them to believe.
I don't imagine RT even gets, is probably not even available in Russia, would I guess.
I'm not sure about it. I think
they've got their own state media.
But anyway, RT's all across the whole planet. They've got a huge
and the United States has its Voice of America that does its stuff too.
Same thing. That's the propaganda arm of the United States that broadcasts to other countries. But in this article, the point is, Mark, that they want people to know that the Russian government is dumping dollars for gold. Now, if that's true, and that's what they're presenting, then I support it. Because I think people, and this is what we've been telling people, is that I think it's a good idea to take your value out of fiat currencies and put it into things that are more tangible, that can help you keep up with inflation, like what we're just about to talk about here with CNN reporting on the grocery store prices going up. Well, if you didn't have dollars and you instead had gold, or you instead had Bitcoin or some other cryptocurrency, there's a good chance your value of those things has been going up, and so you've been kept up with inflation. You are not being punished by inflation if you have your value.
You would actually be ahead of the inflation.
You could be.
If you had invested in Bitcoin when the stimulus checks first arrived.
Oh, yeah. Way ahead.
Yeah. So that's all that the point of the story was to say, hey, look, even the Russian government is dumping dollars. Maybe other people should consider doing the same thing. Now, again, we're not giving investment advice. I'm just saying what I might do if I were in somebody's circumstance with a $1,200 check sitting there wondering what to do with it. Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, so the deputies that are all sitting around the table at the closed restaurant, by order of the governor, closed restaurant in Lee County, New Mexico, Hobbs, New Mexico.
Yeah, you called about this, I think, like a week ago, where there's a photograph of some sheriff's deputies who went to a closed restaurant to have dinner, and they made a point of stating that they were not going to do anything as far as enforcing the government's orders on shutdowns. Is that right?
Yeah, so now the New Mexico Attorney General, Hector Balderas, I'm sorry, he's bald, and so I get confused.
It's funny.
Yeah, it is if you look at him, Balderas. And so he's now suing that same sheriff's department to force them to enforce the governor's law.
Yeah, isn't the sheriff's department going to be the highest law enforcement agency within that
county?
That's
what they say, but the attorney general is the top cop in the state.
Right.
So what's the basis of the lawsuit? Are they claiming that the local sheriffs have some sort of obligation to enforce governor's orders?
Well, that's what they're saying, and hopefully, we'll see what a judge says. Actually, the Supreme Court had a related ruling just yesterday. There was a live broadcast from the Supreme Court chambers where the bunch of restaurant owners were suing the governor because the governor was imposing that $5,000 a day fine level, and they were suing, saying that she didn't have the power to, under her emergency order, to enforce a $5,000 a day fine. And the Supreme Court sided against them and sided for the governor, saying the governor can fine you $5,000 a day if she decides she wants to.
So I guess I'm curious. I hope you'll keep us up to date on this lawsuit, David. I hope you'll be able to follow along and see what happens, because ultimately, presumably, the lawsuit's going to ask for an injunction against the sheriff's department saying, you must enforce my orders, or else...
Yep.
It'll be contempt of court. So will
law enforcement has always had discretion.
They always have, yes. Which would be interesting to see what happens in this case. What if the judge just ignores the fact that they have discretion and says, all right, you sheriffs, you're part of the executive branch. The governor is the head of the executive branch. The governor issues an order. You must follow it. You're part of the executive branch. You got to follow the orders of the governor. Case closed. I'm writing my injunction. You must do what the governor says. Signed, sealed, delivered, boom. You're under orders. Then what? Will the sheriffs keep doing their, you know, we're the good guys, we're going to do the right thing, and actually go up against the judge? Because they've been willing to go up against the governor. Are they willing to go up against a judge's order and be targeted potentially for contempt of court? And if so, who will arrest them?
Yeah, I don't.
Will they arrest themselves? Will they arrest themselves? Because normally when you get a contempt of court charge, it's a law enforcement officer who comes to arrest you.
Yeah, well, they would send the New Mexico State Police. If anybody went to deal with them, it would be the New Mexico State Police.
Aren't state police still subservient to the sheriffs and its
deputies
within a specific county?
Right, so the sheriff's the highest law enforcement
official
in a given county.
People say that. Is that true, though? They wouldn't be able to leave that county without being arrested.
Well, I would bet that the sheriff's deputies are going to do what the sheriff says, and I would bet that the state police would do what the governor says, and you would have a very interesting circumstance between people who are basically quasi-military organizations in the United
States. That's essentially what we'll have if I become sheriff here in Cheshire County as well, considering I'm not enforcing any of it. I mean, it'll be a jurisdictional nightmare.
I'm hoping we get to that point.
Getting hit with contempt of court for just releasing people outside the courthouse?
Well, that's the other thing. At least
what are they going to do?
I don't know, David, if it's this way in New Mexico, but here in New Hampshire, the sheriffs are the ones who take people, they transport them from and to the jail and to the courthouse. So even if they get arrested by the state police don't have their own jail that they can take them to unless they take them to the state prison. But that's not normally where you would hold somebody in advance of a trial. So they would presumably take them to the county.
No, and I don't think it's legal. Remember the story with Footloose?
Yeah, well, I would think they would take them to the county jail, which the sheriffs operate.
I doubt that they would lock them up. They would just cite them. They wouldn't lock them up, I'm sure. But it would still be interesting.
Well, now, wait a minute. If you get busted for contempt of court, I've never heard of a fine being issued for that. Does that happen? Normally, you just get locked in jail.
But it depends on the
type
of contempt.
I've been fined for contempt of court. Okay. Yes, they can fine you for contempt. Yeah.
Even if you don't pay that fine, then you get additional contempt of court.
Yeah, really, the question is how far are these sheriffs willing to push this? Because
I'd like to find out.
Because it was a cool photo of them sitting around in this, you know, this restaurant eating with masks off and just, you know, having a good old time and, in their words, supporting local businesses. Will they continue to make this stand? We will hopefully hear about that from David as time goes on, and we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime. Aria, plug your website.
Which one?
Sheriff.
AriaForSheriff.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.